SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's one of the world's rarest albums with just a single copy made. The seventh studio album by US hip-hop collective Wu-Tang Clan can't be sold commercially until 2103, but after years of persistence, a bid to display and play the album at Tasmania's Museum of Old and New Art Mona has paid off. Jared Rawlins is the Director of Curatorial Affairs at the museum.
The ownership group are fairly unknown or anonymous people. It was a bit of work to get in contact with them and to convince them that I wasn't some psycho stalker trying to find the CD. That we were a legitimate museum, and fortunately we are, so they were very much on board from the beginning. But that said, being on board is only one part of it, but getting through all of the security requirements and all of the protocols that we need to cover off on in order to move this object, let alone listen to it, has taken us more than 12 months.
The album, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, is sometimes referred to as the most valuable album ever made and was recorded in secret between 2006 and 2013. The first group to listen to the specially curated 30-minute mix say they're happy with the result.
I said before going in, no expectations, but that was like top tier.
I think it's really cool to think that there is a piece of music that we've just listened to that is treated like a piece of art. You literally have to come to Mona.
And it's not just happening in Tasmania, with another free event in New York set to take place. It's being put on by the album's owners, digital art collective Pleaser. Thousands of people attempted to secure free tickets online for the chance to listen in Tasmania, but only a select portion of those have been given the opportunity. Mr. Rawlins says around 500 people will have heard it in total.
My understanding is we will have, across our individual sessions, more people than have heard it before. We'll have around 500 people by the time we've finished these sessions will have heard it. So that's great. And the owners and the members of the band who have been in touch with the owners are really excited and really supportive of that, obviously. And so we just, you know, we hope everything goes smoothly and that everyone enjoys it.
Wu-Tang Clan fan and PhD student at the University of Tasmania's Conservatorium of Music, Nick Van Omen Brown, has been a fan of the group for more than a decade and says the importance of the record has only grown with time.
I think at the time I didn't probably... Streaming wasn't quite as big as it is now, and I guess I thought it was cool that there was this one-off artifact. However, now I think it's probably more relevant as streaming has become, you know, taken over the world in terms of the way music's consumed. Something like this, where there's only one copy in the world, it seems important.
It comes as Pleaser takes legal action against former owner, Martin Shkreli, accusing him of illegally making copies of the album and live streaming it on social media platform X. He lost ownership in 2018 when he was convicted of financial crimes, leading to the Department of Justice seizing it along with other assets. Pleaser's now moving to make the album available to more people by selling partial ownership for $1. Those who pay will get access to a sample of the album, and each purchase moves the release date forward by 88 seconds. But Mr. Rawlins says these free events come with their risks, with preventing any illegal recording at the Mona event a priority.
The temptation for somebody to want to record this is obviously very high, and so we need to ensure that we're happy with the screening process when people go in. You will have to meet at a meeting point here on site at Mona. Then you will be going through a wanding process that you'd be familiar with from the airport, a metal detector wand. And so long as you pass that first screening process, then you're clear to go in.
Mona's exhibit marks the first time an album has been loaned to a museum since it was sold, but many hope it won't be the last. And with the story of this album constantly being added to, hearing it for yourself might not be too far away. Kira Hain, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.